Well, it's July 2023, and we're all sitting in an awards room in Nuremberg in Germany. Now, it's been a pretty good year for board gaming, and we're here in the Spiel des Jahres announcement to see who is going to win the board game of the year. As such, all of board gaming luminaries are around. You've got all the head honchos, all the designers, all the people that you want to be, including me. My name's Martin Wallop, designer of Anno, designer of Brass, and many other games. And I'm just one of numerous people around here, all looking for the score. Now, this is a storytelling card game about pulling off the heist of the century in order to bag the score of a lifetime. We're going to win by telling a cool story together. Now, the cards are going to tell us what we're going to do. So we don't know yet what cards Martin Wallop's going to have to put up with. And we're not going to have to know yet what cards that my colleagues in this particular heist are going to have to put up with as well. So I'll call you Leon, but that's only your code name. What's your true name over there, Leon?
My name is E&O Thief's Tool, and
Ooh.
I'm pretty good with me hands doing the art and whatnot. But I also like a bit of thieving when no one's looking.
And over here, Mark, if that is your real name, who are you in the score?
Hey, I'm Sleeve Bonacore, and everyone knows I'm a genius, good with my hands, and I can call on the assistance of tribes of small penguins, maybe drones, orphan children, all sorts of people to help me do whatever I need.
Now, for me, for Martin Wallop, I know a bit of everyone, but I'm not afraid to make things go boom boom. And if I have to, I'll hide those boom booms because I know how to conceal them. A lot of the time, I'm pretty deep undercover.
Well, me, as E&O Thieves Tool, I'm really good at breaking into places. I'm also good at driving away from those places. But I'm also good at stealthing around places. But I'm also pretty good at stage magic, putting like rabbits out of a hat and stuff. I'm a complicated geezer, is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, did I mention I'm a genius? I'm Sleeve Bonacore. I run a game company.
Yes, you did.
So the score is an 18 card RPG game played out over 5 acts, and we're just going to see how this story takes us to see whether Martin, Ian, and Sleeve can do the heist of the century stealing the golden Spiel des Jahres trophy.
It's getting groovy.
Act one. It's all coming together. Now, as I walk in to the Spiel des Jahres awards room, people are at my left, they're at my right, they're going, "Martin Wallop, we love you. Anna was fantastic. I heard a really great review of it on the Dice Men Cometh." Now, the thing is, I know I'm here because I'm famous, and I know I'm here because I could win the Spiel des Jahres, but why I'm really here is to make sure that that golden trophy comes home to me so I can take it. Thankfully, I have the skills to make this little trophy disappear. I've got a suitcase that everyone thinks I just carry around because that's what Martin Wallop does. But really, it's got a foam core insert with a perfect little hole cut in it where it'll fit that trophy. So when I get it, I'll be able to walk out without anybody noticing.
Hey, Sleeve Bonacore here. Well, funny you should say about award-winning games, because not only have I produced a lot of them, I've produced some really bad ones that I pretend to be award-winning games. Did I mention I'm a genius? But I'm an expert forger. So I've also got a small suitcase of games that I can carry around, and it may just have the perfect spot to fit a gold trophy. And not only do I have a suitcase for trophy, did I mention the orphans? I've gone out and rounded up a tribe of orphans from local Nuremberg to help me. They're disguised as drink waiters, 'cause they're clever orphans. and they're going to be my assistants in this heist.
Isn't it funny that orphans always come in tribes?
You know how Martin always likes a bit of boom boom?
I do.
I've heard that.
They don't call him Martin Wallop for nothing. I've got a little secret compartment in this suitcase that I brought in. Now, it used to be that you needed a big space and a lot of high-class chemicals to make something go bang. But thankfully, with modern technology and the fact that I can get a lot of my stuff produced in cheaper parts of the world, I mean, I can get high levels of explosives for not too much. So I've managed to sneak a little bit of stuff in here. So when the time is right, there's going to be a massive puff of black smoke to conceal anything that is going to be going on. We might hear a little bit of bada boom, and 1 minute the trophy's there. 1 minute may not be. But who will know? Because I'm going to blow that trophy up.
Act 2. So normally when we pull off a job like this, we want to go in disguise. But there's a bit of a problem with that. There's no way you can disguise us three in a room like this. Everybody in here knows exactly who we are, even if we dressed up all fancy-like. So that's going to be no help in this situation. But it does come to our privilege, the fact that we can just be ourselves, because people are in awe at our massive, massive talent. I have the most massive, massive talent, I can tell you.
Well, you know how you were saying there, Ian, that everyone knows who we are? Martin's not so sure about that, because he has spent a career fooling everybody. Yeah, he's got the world at his feet in the board gaming hobby, but what he's really wanted to be is an arch criminal.
He's fooled everyone that he's an Aussie now.
Exactly right. So unfortunately, this was going to be his night, where he was going to try and reveal himself as the world's best criminal. But unfortunately, he can't go deep undercover because there's just too many eyes watching him. Every movement that he makes, every step that he takes, they are watching him.
Act 3. Well, in this case, it don't matter, because you see, what I've done is I've got the best getaway car possible. And I've already put in the old Google Maps to get straight onto that autobahn and straight out of here. I have got us a go-go mobile.
Is that spelled G-O-G-G-O?
Exactly.
Not the dart?
No, because that would be ridiculous. Got a go-go mobile ready to go. And if for some reason it were to break down in the middle of the autobahn, that would be ridiculous. I've got a second car lined up halfway along the way.
A go-go-go-mobile?
Don't be silly.
That'd be the dart.
That would be silly. I've got a Reliant Robin. Because no one would suspect that. And they are the most well-balanced car you can get.
Right.
And it was designed in a Kanban-approved factory, I'm sure.
Oh, there you go.
Well. Hey, Act 3, I'm here, Sleeve Barnacore. So, the good thing about this is it's a board game convention. We don't need any violence. Everyone here just loves fun. I'm a fun-loving guy, but I don't love violence, so I don't need any close combat skills for this heist. I'm going to friendship and with my genius brain do whatever is needed, but no fighting.
You're making love, not war, I bet.
But amazing. You know one of the reasons they call me Sleeve Barnacore? I've got this crazy jacket. I got the idea off Stephen Conway from The Spiel. It's got meeples all over it, but you know what else it's got? Giant sleeves. And you'd be amazed what I can fit up those sleeves. Maybe even a golden Spiel des Jahres trophy. With sleight of hand like I got, I can pull off anything.
What act are we in again?
3.
We're in Act 3. So the thing is, normally, like I said, I'm very good with my hands. I can go to a computer and I can get us any information that we want. In this situation, don't really need to, because we're after the gold, and it's over there. It's on that table right over there. And there's a solid chance get it solid.
Hey.
One of us actually might win this legitimately and we don't have to actually thieve this in the first place. But if not, it's good to know. Don't have to worry about getting me hacking done tonight. There's plenty of nerds in here anyway. There might even be someone that's better, but we don't need it.
Act 4.
All right, well, as Martin, I've grabbed my drink. Walking around, mingling, saying, yeah, I designed that game. Yeah, I like that meeple too. It's all good. But I'm always keeping an eye out, just watching and things and seeing what's going on and keeping an eye on it because we've got to steal this trophy. So thankfully, I'm able to keep an eye on the whole room and make a little nod to Sleeve.
Hey.
Time to move in. And to Ian. Time to get over to that trophy and commence getting the score. Now, is it going to be successful? Have I seen everything that I need to? Well, we will see how that progresses. Thankfully, Martin happens to notice a little waiter over there. A waiter who's always selling drinks, always just wandering around, looking like he just doesn't quite belong. Tom! Tom, give us a drink. Martin.
Guy in the hat?
Oh, yeah, he's got a hat. It's a beautiful hat. Now, I just happen to know this waiter, and I know that he can get us close to there. So I say, Tom, would you mind getting us a drink? But maybe there's a little table over there near the trophy that you might want to serve a drink at. Would you mind if you walk me over there and just make sure that you've topped up my glass of rosé?
And slip it over like Vaseline.
Smooth. Tom, he knows everything about the Spiel des Jahres and he knows everything there is to know about getting me closer to this golden trophy. So Tom and Martin just saunter on over there like they belong every single day of the week, closer to this target.
He's a good contact to have, that's for sure.
He sure is.
Act 5.
Final round.
Everything had come together. Everyone was in position. Everyone was standing by. But maybe there was something they hadn't thought of? No, never. Because Sleeve Bonacor, did I mention I'm a genius? No matter what they threw at me, they brought the trophy out, they put it on the wrong table, I was ready. They tried to draw attention to everyone by saying, now about to make the award. I was ready. I moved into position. It was all coming together. It was about to happen.
So, there it is. We've got the prize right in front of us. So what I did, with all the merriment, with the announcement being taken place, is I went, did me little golf clap, just like everybody else.
And the winner is...
I don't really care. Because I'm going to sneak around. Everyone's all excited. Everyone's clapping. Everyone's got their drinks. And old Nimble Fingers E&O Thief's Tool is going to nab that trophy. Because ain't no one going to see him. Because he's a ghost in the wind. Which means you can't see him. And also he's a bit breezy. And he's going to grab it. He's going to give a quick nod to the other lads. And we're going to scalper out of here. Get onto that Autobahn into the go-go.
And that's another successful heist brought to you by The Score.
So there you go. So The Score is an 18-card RPG. It gives you all the tools you need, including those E&O Thieves tools, to create characters, scenarios, targets that you're trying to steal, reasons why you'd like to do that. And it also has a little expansion to add a little bit more variety, which we've been very generously provided by Steve and the team at Tin Star Games. And it is coming to you soon live on Kickstarter, or has already been on Kickstarter.
Yes.
Or currently is on Kickstarter, depending on when you listen to this. But thank you very much to Tin Star Games and to Steve for sending us a copy of The Score. Go check it out.
And for a small deck of cards, this is one of those games that you could play over and over again. This is the perfect kind of ender to a night or the start of the night to get those creative juices flowing. You don't need to, so you can have someone at the table that's a bit on the, oh, I'm not very good with creating stuff. Well, you don't really have to worry about it too much because it's all written down in front of you. These are your skills. We're going to figure out together the location, what we're going after, and then you just kind of riff it from there. It's not difficult at all.
And look, I'm a big fan of fiasco.
Mm.
This certainly has a fiasco feel to it, but as you will have seen by listening to us play it live here right now, it doesn't take anywhere near as long. What was that? 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes to play. And we played it once before tonight. So it's not like we've spent hours, you know, perfecting our craft as comedian board game reviewers. I think this really hits the sweet spot for an RPG that you could bring out with people who've never even played RPGs before. For a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Imagine if you play this with somebody and they're like, oh, that's great fun. And then you can say, you know, that D&D thing or that Cthulhu thing you hear me go on about? It's basically just that, except we do it for a lot longer and we roll a few dice. And there you go. The